the House, in its mark, reduced our budget by $838 million. The Senate, maybe listening to me, only reduces it by $470 million. So either of those numbers would be as close to a catastrophe after 5 years of budget cuts for this agency as you can imagine. So from that standpoint, rolling it all into a continuing resolution and then an omnibus at the end of the year gives us more opportunity to get out from under what otherwise look like draconian budget cuts. So we are probably, yeah, the only agency that says, pardon the expression, don't pass those bills individually, because if either way, you know, if you compromise between the 838 and the 470, you know, we'd only be cut by $600 million. So in some ways, we're so far down, it all looks like it's up. we're happy to go through the process. Now, my concern is, everybody's concern is, you know, we've got till 3 weeks till the end of the month, and you can see already, whether it's Planned Parenthood or whatever else, people talking about shutting the government down, which continues to surprise me. One in the middle of my checkered employment career, when I was at OMB, I ran the first two long government shutdowns in 1995. And at the end of that 2 to 3 weeks of shutdowns, my sense was nobody would ever do it again because it had really been such a disaster, and particularly for those who had pushed it. But what happens in anything, people retire, new people come along, people forget. So a couple years ago, people shut the government down with the same negative results. So it stuns me to think that there are people who can't remember from 2 years ago why this is such a bad idea. So there is that risk that everybody has to deal with, and it's, you know, a non-productive exercise shutting the government down. But we are, I've met with almost 100 individual congressmen and senators individually in their offices since I started to try to just give them a better feel and understanding of who we are, what we're trying to do, and the critical role we play. So I continue, as I tell people after 45 years of doing turnarounds, you can't do it unless you're optimistic. So I continue to be optimistic that we'll do better in the budget fight to some extent because I think there's a greater awareness on the Congress's part of the importance of cybersecurity and the problems we're dealing with identity theft. That's the subject of another long speech, but the short of it is we're dealing with criminal syndicates around the world. We have the world's greatest database. Depending on whom you ask, we get attacked a million times a week, people trying to, in fact, get into the database. So we spend a lot of time, money, and effort trying to stay ahead of that game. So my thought is one of the things that may motivate the Hill, especially after the OPM breach, is that nobody wants to be responsible or accountable for underfunding our ability to deal with cybersecurity on the one hand and identity theft on the other.